from the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Laffin. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama addressed Congress for the first time in his presidency last night. The president delivered a message of hope for Americans who are now feeling powerless.
Now is the time to act boldly and wisely, to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity. Now is the time to jumpstart job creation, restart lending, and invest in areas like energy, healthcare, and education that will grow our economy, even as we make hard choices to bring our deficit down.
Mr. Obama also cautioned it is going to take some time to get things back on track. It may take even more money to stabilize the banking system. And some new CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll numbers to tell you about this morning. 68% of those surveyed say they had a very positive reaction to the president's message. Also, 85% say the speech made them feel more optimistic. GOP chose Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal to respond to the president's speech last night. He avoided, though, criticizing the president directly, but he did say that congressional Democrats depend too much on government to strengthen the country and the economy. Jindal did say the stimulus package was full of wasteful spending and that Republicans had an obligation to speak out against it. A plane crash in Turkey has left 9 people dead and 50 more injured. Airport officials say that the Turkish Airlines 737 broke into 3 pieces on impact in a field just north of Amsterdam. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. For the first time in 8 months, Tiger Woods is back in action. Woods tees off at the Accenture Match Play Championship later this afternoon. He has won this tournament 3 times before. He has been sidelined since undergoing knee surgery after his U.S. Open victory last year. This is the longest, though, layoff of his career. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for all the news all around the world. And, of course, we're going to get you some updates right here throughout the day. Take care.